أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at the ayat which begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah from Surah An-Nisa again, and this is ayah 59. It's about legislative law, but let's have a look at it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أَتِيءُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيءُ الرَّسُولِ, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Now let's first look at the word ita'a. Ita'a in essence is bare minimum. There are two words in the Quran. You have ita'a and you have ittiba'a. Ittiba' is following someone in every aspect. Maybe the example I can give is if a person walked on the beach and left footprints, and you were trying to follow them, but your foot was exactly in the place where they put their feet. That's sort of a metaphor of how ittiba' is. Here Allah says, bare minimum, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, that which is required, the wajibat in essence. And then it says, "Wa ulil amri minkum," and those in authority from amongst you. So who are these people? When this ayah was revealed, it is said that the companion of the Prophet, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, said, Ya Rasulullah, we know Allah, we know His Messenger, but who are the ulil amr whose obedience Allah has accompanied with your obedience? And the Prophet said, O Jabir, these are the imams after me from the progeny of Fatima and Ali. The first of them is Ali and Hassan and Hussein. And he went on, when he came to Imam Baqir, he said, soon you will meet him, O Jabir. When you meet him, convey my salams to him. And then he continued with Imam Sadiq, right up to the Imam of our time. And Jabir said, Ya Rasulullah, will the Shias benefit from the Imam? And he's talking about the 12th Imam during his ghaibah, during his occultation. And the Prophet said, yes. It is like the light that you gain from behind the sun. When the sun is behind the clouds, people still derive benefit from it. And it was awesome. So for us, it is really, really important when you recite this ayah to understand who are these imams. Very, very often, we know a little bit about the lives of maybe Imam Ali or Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. But when it comes to the other imams, somehow there is a blockage. It's really important to learn what they conveyed to us. Let's continue with the ayah. And the ayah says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ, if you have a dispute, if you have something that you disagree about in anything, فِي شَيْءٍ, in anything, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then return, that means go refer to Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you believe in Allah and the last day. That means if there's anything you don't understand, any law, absolutely anything, go back and see what they said. So who do we go back to? Where do we go? And this is why we have the representatives of the Ulul Amr with them, the ulama, the scholars, who are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So we need to go back to them and find out where to get our answers. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. And Allah here says, this is better. And then He says, it's the best of interpretations. When we get stuck in life, He basically is saying, return back to divinity. Return back to who He has sent. Don't make up your own laws and understandings. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand our imams, to understand the scholars, and to be able to refer to them. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.